Psalm 40. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. They are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy laws within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Oh, how good is the Lord! How wonderful and gracious and kind is our God! He's the one that heard us in our despair, that moved down from heaven to reach down and lift us up out of that horrible pit that we were trapped in, to pull us out of the dirty, filthy clay of our flesh, and put our feet on the rock of Jesus Christ and establish our paths and our goings. Ah, what a great God! The one who gave us a new heart and a new spirit and a new birth and put a new song in our mouth. Oh, he's worthy of our praise day in and day out. No matter who's looking, no matter who's watching, no matter what they think, our God is worthy to be praised. The Lord promises a blessing to those that put their trust in Him, to those that believe in Jesus Christ and who He is with all their heart. And the Lord blesses those who don't respect the proud, who don't fear what they think, who don't turn aside after the path of lies. Hallelujah, God is wonderful. God is gracious. Not only is He amazing in power and might, but He cares about us. His thoughts are to us. So much so that He came down out of heaven as flesh. And the man Jesus Christ looked up to the Father and said, Sacrifice and offering, Father, you didn't desire. But a body was prepared for Him. His ears were opened to always hear the will of his Father, to always want to do his will. Lo, in the volume of the book, it's written of Christ. He is the one who delighted to do the will of the Father. The law of God was within his heart. He always preached righteousness in Israel. He never refrained his lips from the truth. He didn't hide the kingdom of God within himself and the righteousness of God within himself. No, he declared the faithfulness of the Father and the salvation that he came to bring. He did not conceal it, but he revealed the loving kindness and truth of the Lord to Israel, the great congregation. Hallelujah. These scriptures were prophetic of Christ, and he fulfilled them. But guess what? Now that we're in Christ and Christ is in us, now that we've been born again with a new heart and a new spirit, now we can walk in this same path. We can delight to do the will of the Father. We can preach the righteousness of Jesus Christ and not hide it in our hearts. We can reveal his loving kindness. We can reveal his truth. We can reveal his grace to the nations. Now, when Jesus preached, some people loved him. Many people weren't really sure what to think and had differing opinions. And some people despised him and wanted to kill him. Don't be surprised if when you preach, the same thing happens to you. Don't think yourself to be above the master. Jesus said the disciple is not above his master. The servant is not above his Lord. So when Christ preached, innumerable evils compassed him about. The sins and iniquities of man came about him, came to destroy him. And he cried out to his Father in heaven to deliver him, to help him, to help him bear that cross, to help him finish the work of salvation, to be true to the Father till the end. And the Father helped him. The Father answered him. And Christ's enemies were driven backward when they came to arrest him in the garden. When he said, I am. Boom, they fell backwards. Listen, when evil compasses you about, and iniquities and sins of your past, or the iniquities and sins of others come about to destroy you, cry out to the Lord. He'll protect you. He'll deliver you. He'll sustain you. And he will bring vengeance on his enemies. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. That's not our job. What we're supposed to do is continue to seek him. And our prayer is that let all those that seek thee, let all those that seek the Lord, let us rejoice and be glad in him. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. The Lord is worthy. He is high. He is lifted up. And even when we feel weak and poor and needy and desolate and helpless, let us never forget the same one that raised Jesus from the dead, that lifted his soul all the way up out of hell and raised him up to his own right hand and set him in heavenly places. That same God is our deliverer, and he will not tarry. So, wait patiently for the Lord. He'll incline unto you, and he will hear our cry. Psalm 40.